The popular saying, "You can't see the forest for the trees," is a most fitting lens through which we can peer into the terrible issues we now face in America. The pressing issue of the day is preventing the Second Amendment from being eviscerated by the likes of Senators Feinstein, Schumer, Blumenthal, and Boxer, all Jews, and all rated F by the NRA. Added to these notorious advocates of registering the names and possessions of private gun owners are Michael Bloomberg, Abe Foxman, Sarah Silverman, Alan Dershowitz, and George Soros. Again, all Jews, and all F-rated in the minds of millions of Americans who care about our Constitution. But there are larger issues far beyond the Jewish push to trash the Second Amendment. And these issues threaten what we once took for granted in America, that there would always be a future for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren as well. Ron Paul tells us that it's a question of education, that if we educate the public, showing them that the government is limited to protecting our liberties and pursuit of property, then everything will be okay. But I say it's a lost cause, because education, the press, and the entire mainstream media, the avenues through which opinions and worldviews are formed, are all controlled by the same Jewish hands as those that seek to take away our guns and register our names and track essentially everything about our lives. The American Federation of Teachers, founded by the Jew Albert Schenker, and now led by Randy Weingarten, yes, Jewish, and the Anti-Defamation League, led by Abe Foxman, have taken full control of the curriculum of our public schools, pushing the Jewish program of intensified centralization, where big government can do no wrong, because Jewry owns it. In academia, an overweening influence of Jewry prevails, especially in Ivy League schools, where we find Jews in high places, provosts, chancellors, and those who provide huge endowments, like Sanford Weill, known as the Godfather of Wall Street, whose Joan in Sanford Weill Medical College stands as a monument to Jewish prestige at Cornell University. David Skorton, president of Cornell, provides a fitting illustration of the Jewish stamp, now imprinted on what were once white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant academic institutions, Harvard included. For with so many Jews holding high and honorary positions at Harvard, what was founded as a Presbyterian seminary in 1636 looks more like a Jewish yeshiva today. You're probably wondering why I titled this video, Trends to Watch in 2013. Here's why. Gun registrations pushed by Jewry will begin at gun shops under the auspices of U.S. Customs, and that's some inside information. Jobs will continue to be offshored, pushed by Jewish Wall Street, while unemployment soars. Obamacare will crush small businesses and wipe out the middle class. Tens of thousands will lose their homes while the purchasing power of the dollar, pushed down by the Jewish Federal Reserve, will plunge, while the lie that we're in an economic recovery will continue to be spun by the lying White House. But if we can clearly see the forest along with the trees, then what's good for the Jews and what's very bad for everyone else is the only trend to watch for in 2013.